Jeff Breslin, who is with the Michigan Nurses Association. He's the president. Jeff, how are you?
Doing good, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Received some information yesterday via press release that was titled Nurses to Tell How to Protect Our Jobs Fight is being protecting their patients. Tell us about this story.
Really, you know, the biggest thing with all of the protect our jobs, what we're looking to do as nurses is to protect collective bargaining, because that's the most important tool that we have to protect our patients and help us negotiate for the resources that we need to take care of patients.
When we talk about collective bargaining, obviously that's a big issue, but it seems to be a union issue that that if I was to play devil's advocate, I could say, Jeff, you're just trying to tie this to the patients, but it really has nothing to do with them. Explain that.
This really has everything to do with the patients. This allows the professionals, us, the nurses, to be able to have a say at what goes on at the bedside. As I don't know if you remember with our last negotiations, the big issue was staffing. And we were looking to get staffing levels set in stone so that we had enough nurses to take care of all the patients that came in a manner that they're entitled to be taken care of.
All right, there's going to be an event this morning. Tell us about it.
We're going to have a press conference a little bit later this morning, and what we're looking to do is highlight the benefits of collective bargaining. It's not good just for the nurses. It's not good just for the patients, but it's also good for the hospital. We have the ability through that to come together, to sit down and look at the issues that are going on at the hospital, and to work out mutually beneficial solutions. And that's what we did up to this point, and that's what we will continue to do.
The event will be held at Sparrow Hospital, so do you have their support?
I can't understand why we wouldn't have support. Like I say, we work collectively on the issues that come up facing the patients and facing the hospital every day, and it's good for everybody. It's even good for the people that are not in represented facilities.
Do you think that collective bargaining is really in jeopardy here? Do you see this state possibly being a right-to-work state?
I think that there have been a lot over the last year. There have been a lot of bills that have been introduced that are working to erode the rights of workers in the state and to take away and to interfere with the ability of workers and the employers to come together to come to mutually beneficial solutions to the problems that they may be having in the workplace. We need to get the politicians out of our workplace, back into politics, doing the stuff that they're supposed to be doing for the good of the people, and right now they're not.
All right, Jeff, to play devil's advocate again for folks who might be thinking, all right, this is all well and good, I understand, but shouldn't nurses focus on nursing more so than collective bargaining?
In the environment that we're in, the things that are going on at the state and at the national level in politics affect our ability to be able to take care of our patients. So would we love to be able to just focus on patients and not have to worry about anything else? I don't think you'd find a nurse anywhere that would tell you otherwise. However, we have to be involved in this because we have people that they're not nurses. They don't know what goes on at the bedside. They don't know what's required at the bedside to make sure that the patients get the best care that they can receive when they come into the hospital. Mm-hmm. We are the experts. We know that, and it's our duty to be able to help inform, educate, and make sure that they're making the right decisions.
All right, Jeff, I don't mean to harp on this, but I hear a lot from our listeners who think that the unions are just trying to protect their power and what they have, and even though times have changed and budgetary issues have changed and policy have changed, the unions don't want to change and give up any power. Respond to that for me.
Really, at the end of the day, it is about taking care of patients. And without the ability to come to the table as equal partners with the management, the people that are running the hospitals, were not effectively able to do that. The hospitals in the hospital industry, and I'm talking across the state and across the country, is changing to more of a business. And you have to do that because of the economy to a certain extent. But you have to also keep in mind the patient and what's good for the patient. I refer to that sometimes as the human factor. And that's really the biggest thing that we're looking out for as we go into negotiations at any of the hospitals we represent.
All right, Jeff, I'm running short of time. I'm going to keep you on the line and have our producer talk to you. I want to get you back on tomorrow morning if possible. I want to ask you about the Affordable Health Care Act and Michigan's challenge to come up with their own program as opposed to the federal program. So hold on the line. We'll see if we can make that happen. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.